Hi there. I should probably hit record. Let me hit record on. Welcome to my very first solo episode. I don't really have an agenda. I don't know exactly what I'm doing on coming on here and what I want to talk about, but I do know that I just finished up with one of my guests and we just really dove into spirituality and awakening, and I feel inspired to talk to you, so here I am talking to you. So welcome back to another episode of The Donna Gift Show. I guess I just really want to have an outlet to express what is going on in my mind. Now, if you have been following me for some time, you've probably seen me dive into a multitude of different things and professions, if you will. And I tried a lot of things in this past 2 years. I went from a six-figure income earner in real estate to basically broke as a joke. And the interesting part is it was really all choice. The real estate market was thriving at the time when I was thriving. I was doing really, really well. And for some reason, it just didn't sit with me. And so I went on this whole journey to really learn about the things that truly made me happy, not what the dollar amount was putting on these things. And let me tell you, the discovery process has been beautiful, but painful. There are so many things I have experienced in these past 2 years. I mean, 2 years is a long time to be lost. It is a long time to dive in and out of a project, a passion, a desire, and come out with nothing to show for. No trophies, no accolades, no affirmations, no confirmations of any results that came from any of that exploration. And I say this because exploring myself and exploring my true passions and what my voice was like, that has been a very difficult thing for me. It has been gut-wrenchingly painful. If I can tap into those moments where I felt like I wasn't gonna amount to anything, the amount of confidence that was dropped during this process is insane. And it's not any, there wasn't any negative, you know, voices or people telling me that I suck, right? Nobody was telling me that, but I felt like that. I felt like a failure on the inside. And so there was an incongruency with how I chose to show up for you or at a party or whatever, and how I felt inside. I was really living out the whole fake it till I make it. And even now, being in the space that I'm in, there is very much a part of me that is faking it till I make it. But I think the interesting thing is trying to figure out where you draw the line of positive thinking and realistic expectations. The line is very blurry, right? You can want to change yourself and reinvent yourself and reprogram yourself all you want. But it's very difficult when you're just getting started. You don't know where to look. You don't know how to hear yourself, hear what your body is telling you, hear what your mind is telling you, hear what your heart feels. Even the thought of it can be daunting. And so I felt that for a while. I felt like I just didn't know where to look. I didn't know where to begin. I would read all the books, but I didn't feel like talking to myself positively was going to be the way that I healed. So I guess what I really want people to get away from this or get from this is really to fucking explore and know that it might get messy and know that the process of it is, it can be painful. But when you feel this, when you feel this urge to really hear yourself and to go for your dreams and your passions, it is so worth it. The pain you feel when you're going through this process and you're learning, it's so temporary. And I know you're like, Donna, you just said you've been doing this for 2 years. Mm-hmm. But the whole 2 years wasn't pain. There's a lot of beautiful moments that came from the pain. Earlier this month, the beginning of 2023, so really not very long ago, I hit a new low. It was financially, as that's probably a lot of people's problems. But basically, our bank account had hit the negative multiple times already at this point. Not only that, randomly, the water heater stopped working, so we didn't have any hot water. And then to top it off, when Dylan went to go fix the water heater, something tripped the system in our main circuit, and basically we didn't have electricity. And considering we were already in the negative, affording an electrician for a project that seemed definitely beyond our capabilities was very daunting. I mean, you can imagine. There's so many things that was going through my head when that happened. You know, how are we, the food's going to go bad. And what about, you know, our work? Where are we going to go? I mean, we figured out, you know, how to do all that. But when it's happening and you're in it, the things that go through your head, insane. The things that go through your head. First, you start worrying about all the things you need to think like that could go wrong. But then you start allowing the even darker, deeper thoughts to intrude in your mind and tell you, you suck. Tell you, you're never going to make it. You can't even take care of your bills right now. Who do you think you are? And then you show up online and you're all smiley and fun and games and saying, oh, I'm taking care of my life. All of that shit. And you can't even pay your bills. You can't even get the electricity on. All of those things start to run through your head. You start to attack yourself. And it can be painful. But I will say, after all of this, after all the negative talk and after I let it out, right, I started to see ways in which everything is going to be okay. We didn't have hot water. We had a gym membership that hadn't expired. We kept up to date with that. We can go take a hot shower at the gym. So we went and did that. The internet wasn't working. Sucks. Yep, definitely sucks. That's our entertainment. That's our work. You can go to a coffee shop. That's what we did. Even our neighbor was kind enough to just give us his Wi-Fi password so we could just watch movies. It wasn't a strong connection, but just enough to watch a movie. And then all of these things, even though you're still attacking yourself and things aren't exactly how you want it to be in the external, there's a beauty in it, right? Like, one, I found ways to make it fucking work. And we always do. We always do. If you're a person who tries to see the good in things, which I'm assuming if you're watching this, you probably are one of those people who wants to try to see the good in things. So choose to see the good in things. And then when you do that, that's when you start seeing the beauty. You're like, okay, I figured it out. I have the confidence now to understand how I can make it through these tough times. And then you're telling yourself, damn, I'm tough as shit. Because even though I have no electricity and things are looking grim, the bank account's in the negative, there's a lot of other things that I can still do. And I'm figuring it out. Confidence booster right there. And then it's like, not only that, is that a confidence booster? You get to see yourself become that creative that I believe everyone actually is. You get creative with the way you make things work. You get resourceful. You stop being lazy about finding ways to make things work and you just think of it. And then even more beautiful moments happen where if the electricity hadn't been out and we didn't have electricity for 3 days, if that didn't happen, Dylan and I wouldn't have had some really deep, intimate moments that were spent by candlelight in the evening. We lit up candles and just spent time being cozy and connected. It was beautiful. It was beautiful. And that wouldn't have happened if the lights didn't go out. Anyways, I'm just trying to say there is beauty in the pain. There's moments, and I swear to you, it's like the universe just says, I know I'm putting you through shit, but let me give you a little bit of hope so you can remember to keep going on. And if I know you, you're going to keep going on. I feel like that's what my guides are telling me. I feel like that's what they say sometimes, you know, when I start to doubt them. They'll just be like, when I'm down to like my core just fucking feeling horrible, I feel like that's when they're like, let me just drop in a little nugget to remind you that you're amazing. Keep going, you know? So yeah, that's pretty much the life update that's been going on. There's a lot of things that have also came out so positive after what I'm going to say. It's honestly been just a crazy January. What a fucking crazy January 2023. What a way to start the year. But I don't want to end it with just that. You know, I really want to talk about the different things and strengths that I found within, because I want to remind you, or I want to show you, that pursuing your passions and your dreams is never a bad idea. It's kind of like when you go to the gym, you might not want to go, but when you go, there's never a time you regret it. When have you ever regretted taking the time to take care of yourself and treat yourself kindly? I can't fucking remember the last time. I feel like this is like getting blurry and then not blurry, or maybe it's just my face that looks like a fucking porcelain doll because of makeup, or maybe this filter, which, okay, I'm going to go on a rant. I don't know how I feel about filters. I am torn because on one hand, I like them because I don't gotta do shit and I look boss as fuck online. But the thing is, I choose filters that look very much like me. It's things that are not gonna change my face too much. So I'll get a filter and I'll toggle back and forth between who I am and what the filter makes me look like. I'm like, okay, this one's pretty natural. We can do that. Anyways, I don't know how I feel about filters because I like it sometimes, but there's other times where I'm like, I don't want to live a lie. And the people that listen to me, you guys, you enjoy me because I'm fucking raw and I just talk about real raw shit. And the filter is not raw. We ain't raw dogging up in there. So I don't know how I feel about it. I'm curious what you guys feel about it. I went way off topic here. I smoked a little bit. Did I say that? I did. Dylan's out with the boys, so I figured this would be a good time for me to get some alone time and spend some time with you, you know what I'm saying? Yes, I smoked a little bit and I'm feeling a little high, so forgive me if I go from one conversation to next year, you know, whatever. Back to my topic of feeling lost and finally finding my passion. Guys, I've been on YouTube for I don't know how long. If you, I can't believe I'm going to tell you this. If you go to Donna Gift, you type in Donna Gift on YouTube, you can find my old page from 14 fucking years ago. 14 years ago. And I cannot delete it. It is stuck on there. I have reached out to YouTube. I have told them, hey, yeah, this ain't me. I created a whole new page. Yeah, get rid of it, please. I don't know why I'm channeling Ariana Grande, but shout out to her. What the fuck was I talking about? I talk to myself a lot. Oh, I almost had a nipple slip. Okay. What the fuck was I talking about? Oh. Finding passions and after being lost, right? I was one of the lost boys. Although the 2-year journey of being lost was very long, it was long. I felt like every moment that I really, really felt like I could not go on anymore. I felt like God or the universe, the source, the ether, whatever you want to call it, was really looking out for me and gave me a little nugget to keep me holding on. And I think when you go into entrepreneurial space, or you go into a space where all bets are off the table, you don't have a 9-to-5, you don't have any promise, no security, something happens. It's either you surrender or you don't have success. obviously, I don't mean surrender as in be lazy and just wait for all of that shit to come to you. I mean surrender like put in the fucking work, do the work, but allow God, the ether, allow that energy to take your hard work and turn it into what you actually want in life. Because when you don't resist it as much, when you allow the world to unravel at the rate in which it should or will, God, your life just starts to release a lot more. And the source will bless you for having faith. And also just understanding and knowing and believing that anything that does happen that's negative in your life or may be perceived as negative, there is a greater reason of why that happened. Maybe it's a lesson you needed to learn, or maybe it's, you know, a waiting period, right? Maybe when you got that phone call, something caused you to stay home rather than go to that place that literally just got shot out. You never know, right? I think about whole 9/11. Anyways, you just never know. And so you live in the now, you live in the present, you surrender, you take the steps necessary towards your dreams, but you don't give up. Because I'm telling you, when you are done with that journey, when you are on the cusp of finding your passion, what you're so passionate about, what you can see yourself doing even for free, when you find that, it is the best feeling in the world. It's intoxicating. It's invigorating. You feel, this is the place where you feel like you're impacting more people, where you're just shining your aura. You'll feel your energy change. You'll start to seek more love for yourself, educate yourself on how to love yourself more. It just opens up a gateway of creative space and flow into your life when you find that. And you won't find that unless you open a lot of doors, and a lot of doors need to be shut for you to focus in. Ooh, that's a good analogy. It's like when you're going through a tunnel, say there's 100 doors on each side. You open up all these doors. Oh, is that the one? Nope, that's not it. Let me close that. Oh, that's not it? Okay, let me close that. When you open all those doors and you find the door that actually works, imagine there's air flowing through it, right? If you left all those doors open, the air wouldn't flow as seamlessly in a focused area. But if you close all the rest of the doors, get rid of your plan B and focus in, allow the air to flow into that one door, that door is going to be life. And I am super realizing that I am high. Very much so. Anyways, this is embarrassing. I'm like, do I just post the whole fucking thing and just, you know, just allow myself to be whatever? Maybe. I don't know. Would you like that? Would you like that, Sally? Sarah? Why are all my names starting with an S? I don't know. Sorry, I like to play aggressive, but I'm actually not an aggressive person. I'm just, oh, maybe I am. I am sometimes. I hope that you out there are just, one, laughing at the ridiculous amount in which I speak to myself. Oh yeah, I'm full blown. I speak to myself. I answer my own damn questions. But yeah, so I hope you enjoy that aspect of it. But I hope that you gain something from this, in that I'm hoping that I can inspire you to continue to search and open doors in order to find your passions. And when you find your passions, to go all in. Now, I'm not at the level of success in which I want to be yet. I'm just starting off. But I can tell you, this is the first time in a long time I have felt committed to this process. I mean, I have fallen in love with building out the systems and structures I use in order to plan out my content. I've fallen in love with finding the best equipment and the audio. I fell in love with the lights and getting ready and just getting into the space to talk to people and really ask questions that are all questions that I personally have. I get to learn and connect with a person and with you. I say all this because I mean, I hope you can feel my passion through in which the way I speak. I hope you can feel that, because I feel like I'm sending it right now through the heart, because I want you to understand that when you find something that you're passionate about, the direction, the focus, all of that is just, that's when it just becomes fun. Now, don't get me wrong. I have my dark days. I have days where I wake up, I literally wake up at 4 a.m. and I work all the way from 6 till 7 p.m. I'll probably take an hour break around noon. And I'm not getting paid for any of it, right? I mean, I have some sponsorships and stuff, brands that I might work with, but I'm not getting paid for any of this shit. Oh, but I wouldn't be doing anything else. I couldn't be doing anything else. I've never fell in love with the ups and downs so much with anything else the way that I have fallen in love with this. And I want you to feel my passion because I want you to feel the pull to seek that out for yourself. And if you already have the thing that you're passionate about, fuck, hold on to that baby. Hold on to it. That's your baby. Love it. Treat it with respect. Show up for it. Commit to it. If you're working and you're in pursuit of your dreams, you will make time for the things that you value. And it's never going to happen if you don't put the work to it. So work on it when you're not at work. Work on it in the after hours. Because when you find your passion, honestly, it won't matter what time you're doing it. You can do it for hours and your heart feels so full. You'll be exhausted, but you'll feel fulfilled. And it's the best feeling in the world. I know I talk a lot about entrepreneurship because it's what I am, right? And this is not to harp on a 9-to-5 job. There are people who are meant to be entrepreneurs and there are people who are meant to work at a corporate office. And both are equally as beautiful. We need each other. We need each other to make all of this work. But there's something special about somebody chasing their dreams. So even if that means if it is on a corporate level and you're chasing that promotion, fuck yeah. That's passion. I think I just love passion. Not even so much entrepreneurship, but there's just a love and respect of the people who have to build something from nothing. And I think that's why I talk about it so much and so highly, because there is a different brain and a little bit of crazy. And I'm fucking crazy, yo. I'm crazy. In a good way, not like psycho crazy, like I won't slash your tires and break your car window or whatever. I'm crazy. I'm crazy in a loopy. I'm crazy and I will work myself to death. I'm crazy and I talk to myself and all that's all good. I've had to learn how to talk to myself kindly, and that wasn't easy. And I'm saying that because I can already feel some of the inside thoughts of my head saying, God, you really do talk to yourself a lot. It's weird. Who the fuck cares? Like, be weird. Be passionate. Be driven. Dance in front of people who you've never met before. Who gives a fuck? Who gives a fuck? Your people will be your people. They will find you. They will love you. You will love them. You are one and the same. And your people who are not your people, they might just be there to teach you a lesson if they're in your life. And if not, they're about to leave. Let them. Let them leave. Let your people be your people. Let your people who aren't your people not be your people. That's a lot of people. How many shots can I take for saying people? That was my first solo dolo episode. So we will see how that went. Hopefully not horribly, but I'm just going to roll with it because the truth of the matter is I don't ever know what the fuck I'm doing 100% of the time. And my podcast has changed so many times since I first started it. It was literally called Enlighten Up Podcast. And then I did horrible market research and I found out somebody else already has 200 episodes under the name Enlighten Up Podcast. So that had to change. And yeah, so basically what I'm saying is I fuck up a lot and I literally don't know what I'm doing and I'm stumbling the entire way, but I fucking love it. I love it. I am crazy about it. And I hope that you guys find your passion and get crazy about it too. Cause I'm telling you, other girls my age, they might be getting pregnant and having their babies, but oh, this dream, that's my baby. I can already hear the men just being like, well, enjoy your cats for the rest of your life. I got a boyfriend, okay? I got a boyfriend. And we love each other. Just because a woman enjoys what she's doing and just gets passionate about something, wants to work towards something, doesn't mean that I'm going to be some macho man. That's a whole different podcast episode about masculine and feminine and how I battle that within myself. But I'll say that for another episode. For now, thank you for listening to my first solo episode. We'll see what happens with the editing of it. Like, honestly, there's a huge part of me that's like, Do I even post this? I don't fucking know. Did I even drop any gold nuggets? I don't fucking know. I don't think so, but whatever. And I will see you on the next Donna Gift Show episode. Bye.